It's Friday and welcome to your Teaching From It's Time For Me, but I also hope you have a really lovely weekend ahead. Hope you have some nice things planned for yourself, or as the energies have been a little bit intense over the last week or so, I hope you get time to kind of restore your energy and replenish your energy. Before we begin today's teaching, just to say we had our monthly gathering on Wednesday night, and for anybody who wasn't able to attend, I popped the replay in our WhatsApp group, but I've also put it in this month's bundle. So if you scroll on down under monthly gathering on this page that you listen to this on, you'll see the link there and you can listen back to it. So something that actually I talked about a little bit on Wednesday night's class and I thought would be important to put in as a teaching was about what re-energizing our life or re-energizing ourselves actually really looks like. And I wanted to be clear that sometimes when we think about that, like when I think of re-energizing, I feel like a lift nearly. It's like, oh, I'm going to be full of energy and ready to go and ready to do things. And absolutely that can be part of it. But sometimes we have to look at where our energy levels are already at. So say, for example, you're starting off this month and you're in a good place energetically, you're feeling well, physically you're good, emotionally you're in a balanced spot. You're going to be able to re-energize yourself at a higher level. But you may be starting this month feeling just okay or at a really low ebb. So to re-energize for you is to simply come back into a place where you feel like you have a small bit of energy, you're able to kind of get up every day and get through the day and be able not feel exhausted by it. For some others, it might be just that by re-energizing yourself, you're going to give yourself a little bit more time and space to look after yourself, or maybe to start off by setting a really small goal. So when you've been working through all of the stuff this month, some people, you know, are doing their goals, some people aren't, some people are feeling good, some people aren't. We all come from things at different places. The real beauty, I suppose, of It's Time For Me is sometimes a topic we cover may not be relevant to you right now. You might feel like, I don't have the energy to be all happy-go-lucky and positive, so I don't really want to listen to this stuff. But maybe next month or the month after you will, and you can go back and listen to it. And that's like all the topics we've covered, because we're all in different places. And I think, and it just came to me last night before we actually did the class, or not last night, sorry, Wednesday night before we did the class, that, you know, everybody's not operating from the same place, and I would never want anyone to feel under pressure. And also just never to put yourself under too much pressure. I know you can only work with where you're at. And I think that's really, really important. An example of this is, I talk a little bit about this in the class as well, but I started Couch to 5K probably about 4 weeks ago now and got up to a really good level. And it was, instead of doing it twice a week, I was doing it up to three times a week up to last week. But I actually started feeling really, really low in energy last week, and I was like, thought I was starting to nearly faint a lot and things like that. Anyway, I got my bloods done and my results came back on Wednesday that my iron was like really, really bad. Like I'm down as being anemic. And this is something that's going up and down, the whole time. So I knew that I had to get back to doing my Couch to 5K because I want to do it and I wasn't happy not doing it. So instead of saying to myself, like I was starting to say, I better do this and I have to keep going. I looked at like why I want to do it. So the benefits of doing it are I feel better, actually, along with all of those blood tests I got back, apart from my iron being low, everything that hadn't been great for me, stuff around my liver, platelets, different things like that, antibodies and stuff, they've all come down. And I know that's from all the work I've been doing. So that was really motivating. But what I said to myself is, okay, I'm not going to be able to probably do what I did last week in terms of 3 days in the week. And I probably wouldn't even be able to do the distance that I had done in terms of running the whole thing, but that I could go and do my best. So I met my friend and I said, look, I may not be able to do the whole thing. I'm going to try, because she wanted to put me back like to where we'd been 2 weeks ago. And I said, no, I don't want to go backwards, but let me just see. So normally I got up to being able to run about kind of 13, 14 minutes now. But today, or yesterday when I did it, sorry, I was only able to get up until about 10 minutes. And that's fine. So, you know, really kind of taking my own advice and sharing that with you is that, like, just because we're not in an energized space to go full force for our goals doesn't mean that we can't try at all. And then on the flip side of that, doesn't mean that we have to go 150 miles an hour either to do it. you know yourself and you know what you're capable in of. So like in a particular week, like in this month when we're working on our goals and trying to re-energize ourselves, it's important to say, okay, I'm not going to stop moving towards it, but maybe I need to ease up a little bit. Maybe I'll just do half of it. Because I think when we give up altogether, we do feel worse than ourselves. And then it's harder to kind of get back on track. So for example, if you were giving yourself like an hour a week and you've just no time at the moment, try 5 minutes once this week. It's like keep the momentum going, no matter if it's a smaller amount. So I just wanted to share that more with you today and for you to think about that a little bit as you go forward with things and to know that it's okay and it's important to work with wherever you're at, however you're feeling, and at what place you are in your life at this time. So have a great weekend and I look forward to talking to you really soon.